So building on that good lesson that James provided to us, I'd like to look at Psalm 118 through the eyes and voice of our Lord and Savior as we prepare to partake of these emblems. So the Passover lamb was the animal that God directed the Israelites to use as a sacrifice in Egypt on the night that God struck down the firstborn sons of every household. So this was the final plague that God issued against Pharaoh, and it led to Pharaoh releasing the Israelites from slavery. So after that faithful night, God instructed the Israelites to observe the Passover feast as a lasting memorial. So the New Testament establishes a relationship between this prototypical Passover lamb and the consummate Passover lamb, which is Jesus Christ. So the prophet John the Baptist recognized Jesus as the Lamb of God in John 1:29. And the apostle Peter linked the lamb without defect with Christ, whom he calls a lamb without blemish or defect in 1 Peter 1:19. See, Jesus is qualified to be called one without blemish because his life was completely free from sin. In Revelation, John the Apostle sees Jesus as a lamb looking as if it had been slain in Revelation 5:6. And we know from the gospel account in Mark 14 that Jesus was crucified during the time that the Passover was observed. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that second part of verse 7, we can read that, "For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." In Matthew 26, verse 30, as Jesus concluded the meal with his disciples, the verse right after Jesus finishes instituting the Lord's Supper says this: "When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." So because we know this was a Passover meal from Matthew 26, we know certain things about what this meal included. We know how the meal ends. The meal ends in singing, and the songs that are sung are the Hallel songs, which is Psalms 113 through Psalm 118. And the Hallel songs, by tradition, talk about God who helps the needy and God who delivered their ancestors from the Exodus. So that's why these psalms are sung. The Hallel songs conclude with Psalm 118, and we can only imagine, as we know, that the Passover was on the minds of Jesus and the apostles during this time. We can only imagine that Jesus knew all that was about to happen to the finest detail. And as we read and look at Psalm 118, I ask that you pay close attention to the details and consider what is about to happen to Jesus. The song was undoubtedly sung by Jesus, and consider that it was on his mind during the final hours leading up to his death. Psalm 118. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me, therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. So imagine Jesus in his mind's eye thinking of the events that are about to unfold as he defiantly sings this victory song. Imagine him singing, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever," as Judas walks to the high priest. Imagine him singing, "I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place," as Jesus imagines his walk to the garden where he will cry out to God for a cup that will not pass from him. Imagine him singing, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear, what can man do to me?" Seeing the soldiers arrest him and bind him and beat him. Imagine him singing, "The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me," as Jesus pictures his trial. Imagine him singing, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, knowing that his disciples will abandon him." Consider Jesus singing these words. All nations surround me. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. Imagine him singing these words as the soldiers all around him are mistreating him and abusing him, putting a crown of thorns on his head and leading him to Golgotha. Imagine Jesus and the disciples singing, "You pushed me violently that I might fall," as Jesus envisions carrying and falling with his cross over his shoulders. Imagine the upper room filled with these lyrics. "The Lord is my strength and song. and he has become my salvation. As Jesus anticipates uttering his last words, into your hands I commit my spirit. How hard would it be to sing, "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous," or "I shall not die but live," or "The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death," or to sing, "This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. This is the day the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it." Hard would it be to sing these lyrics when you know all that is about to happen. Through singing this song, Jesus shows us what it's like to conquer Satan. He shows us that Satan will not get the best of the people of God. We know who is truly in charge and from whence our victory comes. Psalm 118, verse 22 says, as we studied about in the lesson, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." To the Hebrew prophet, Isaiah spoke of a testing stone in Isaiah 28, verse 16. The people of Israel in his time had made lies their refuge. They had sought falsehood in as their shelter. See, these foolish builders were making their foundations of sand, and the prophet Isaiah writes, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed." See, Jesus alone is the sure foundation upon which to build for eternity. Jesus is that precious stone which was rejected, but to whom belongs the final glory. See, as the Passover marked the Hebrews' release from Egyptian slavery, so the death of Christ marks our release from the slavery of sin. As the first Passover was to be held in remembrance as an annual feast, so we memorialize the Lord's death in communion with one another and with Him until He comes again. So the Old Testament Passover lamb, although a reality in that time, was a mere foreshadowing of the better and final Passover lamb, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Through His sinless life and sacrificial death, Jesus became the only one capable of giving us a way to escape death and a sure hope of eternal life.